Gospel. These are our skirts, and these are our trousers full of us. And these are our arms in the air, and we are almost dancing. And these are our grins, our throats unscrewing their caps, the pleats of our skirts like ribs, our feet hovering just a little way above the floor, our hands becoming saws, our voices beginning to set up the sawhorses we will set fire to. This is the boy I was, with a girl on a stage in a church in Nebraska. We are leading the revival singing for 20 old women with bony white voices who will never sing like dogs for Jesus, howling like us, but we are indefatigable. We are trying to set fire to the walls and singing ooh, ooh, oh, oh, Lord, from the absolute red wells of our throats. I'm singing like the day I fell out the car window, the day my body discovered its real predicament and sent my voice out for help. And she's singing like the day she found Jesus, which was the trouble. I was perfectly, shamelessly in love and lying and doing my best. But nothing I hoped for happened, either there in the church or with her later. All that misdirection and shame, not even half of what I've ever wanted, has risen up singing like an impudent animal.